Here you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, in just a moment, sir.
Oh, I'm trying to get Mr. Rayfield. I'm sorry, did you just...
I just played this phone.
I'm trying to get him on that phone.
Right.
Just a moment, sir. Try again for you. Get up a meeting, sir, just a moment, please.
Right, tell him to hurry.
I will. Ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hi, George.
Yeah, Jim.
Now, you're trying to put out a statement sometime this afternoon or on the...
No, well, here's what's happening. At my 11 o'clock briefing, which will be held as soon as I get upstairs. When I'm asked about these reports of neutrality,
yeah.
I'm going to say the President's instructions to the troops when they were sent in were to observe neutrality. In light of an inquiry received this morning, Secretary McNamara has informed me that he has requested Deputy Secretary Vance to answer queries concerning all these operational matters on the ground.
Right.
I would think Secretary Vance would make himself available to members of the press at an early time.
Right. Now, we've talked to Ty.
Yeah.
And we sent down all the stuff out of the New York Times, Post, and so forth.
Yep, George Ball told me about that.
Yeah, we know. He sent that down. And the thing is, George, that Tsai has to be absolutely positive that he really knows what's happening on the ground.
Right.
Because these guys are running up and down the line, you see, the correspondents. And in some ways, they know more about what's happening in particular places than anybody.
Yeah, their reporting system's a little bit better, to be frank about it.
Yeah. And so I'm simply saying to Dick Phillips and Tsai and everybody, for God's sake, whatever they say, make damn sure they're right.
Right.
Sai was saying to give a background, but this will make it a press conference for him.
Right.
So he'll be, in other words, he's going to give a press conference.
Right.
Okay, fine.
Okay, Jim.
Thanks.